The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Haryanto Diman. Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat earlier announced the details of the supplementary budget to help Singapore and Singaporeans manage the impact of COVID-19. The $48 billion resilience budget is part of the larger $55 billion package, amounting to 11% of Singapore's GDP. Now, this is to battle the impact of COVID-19. This second budget focuses on three key areas. First, to save jobs, support workers and protect livelihoods. Second, to help enterprises overcome immediate challenges. And last, to strengthen our economic and social resilience so we can emerge intact and stronger. Joining me today to discuss more on DPM Heng's budget speech are CIMB economist Song Seng Woon and associate editor of The Straits Times, Vikram Khanna. Welcome, guys. Now, DPM Heng described the severity of the impact brought by COVID-19 as a black swan event that comes only once every few decades now. And to provide for this resilience budget, the government has to tap on our past reserves. In a Facebook post this morning, DPM Heng cautioned about guessing the size of the budget and its reach. Now, he added not to have excessive expectations or merely focus on the headline numbers. If you could start us off, Seng Woon, what do you make of this second budget? Does it address the key areas that need support?
Well, I think Minister Heng was rather modest. Against the backdrop where the economy is expected to contract by up to 4% this year itself. So as he pointed out, we won't be able to turn the recession around, but all we can do at this point is provide a cushion to the economy as it becomes buffeted from the downside of a global recession itself. As to whether this second package will be sufficient, I think the goal really is about saving jobs itself, hence that one third of the new package is targeted at jobs itself. So hopefully that will work. Now, obviously, if things were to worsen beyond this point, that the growth is actually going to be a more significant contraction, then perhaps more will be done. But certainly at this point, it is a substantial lift to the local economy in terms of the overall size of the budget deficit that's being planned for this year.
And Vikram, how long will this budget, you reckon, tide us over for?
First, just to add a little bit to what Seng Woon just said, this is absolutely gigantic. I mean, 11% of GDP, this is equivalent in terms of GDP terms, relative to GDP, to the US $2 trillion package, which is about 10% of GDP. So this is absolutely gigantic. As to how long this will see us through, I think it's not easy to give a simple answer, because first of all, it depends on how the COVID-19 pandemic evolves. I mean, how do countries respond? How badly are countries affected? How badly are supply chains going to be affected? How many cities and even countries are going to be locked down? I mean, all these things are imponderables. So that we don't know. But as far as the measures themselves are concerned, the relief measures are of different duration. So, for example, the centerpiece of the jobs credit scheme is last till January, right? The freezing of fees and charges, government fees and charges, that's for 1 year. But the support for the unemployed is 3 months. The deferment on payments is for 3 months. The suspension of late payment charges on mortgage arrears is also for 3 months. And some SME capital reliefs on repayments are for 1 year. So it's quite a mixed bag. So, I mean, it's very hard to sort of give a precise answer as to how long this will see us through. It also depends on how companies respond. I mean, how do they respond to the reliefs they are getting? I mean, do they succeed in holding on to their employees, or will we still see layoffs? I mean, all these are imponderables, but I think this is a huge cushion, which is, of course, needed. And I mean, it'll see us through for quite a while.
Right. Now, Vikram, of course, to help Singaporeans stay employed, DPM Heng also said that the jobs support scheme introduced during the first unity budget will be enhanced and extended.
Yep.
For every local worker in employment, I will raise the government's co-funding of wages from 8 to 25%. Firms in the food services sector will receive higher support at 50% of wages. And firms in the aviation and tourism sectors, which are the most badly affected sectors, will be supported at 75% of wages.
DPM Heng also added that the monthly qualifying wage ceiling will be raised from $3,600 to $4,600. Now, he revealed with these enhancements, a total of $15.1 billion will be allocated to support more than 1.9 million local employees under the Jobs Support Scheme. This is more than twice the level of support provided during the global financial crisis. Vikram, which of these measures introduced you reckon will be most helpful to workers?
I think, of course, the most helpful of all is the Jobs Credit Scheme. This will enable workers to remain employed, provided, of course, that companies follow through and actually keep them employed. So I think this is the single most helpful piece of it. I think you also have things like hiring, more hiring by the public sector. You also have cash payments that which have been tripled, you know, under the care and support package. You also have traineeships, support for traineeships for, you know, students and things like that, which will also support workers, basically. So I think there's a whole slew of measures. Mm-hmm. But above all, it is the job support package which has to do the heavy lifting. That right. is the thing that will really support workers in Singapore.
Well, thank you so much, Vikram and Sengwun, for your invaluable insights to the budget speech that DPM Heng just announced earlier. Now, for more on this resilience budget, do log on to straitstimes.com.